Yeah, welcome back, everybody. You're listening to Late Night with Johnny. So, yeah, quick solution for this. Once I win the fair democratic election of these United States standing, what I'm going to do is insist by law that we have 100% payouts. It still means you could lose your shirt, but no, there'll be no regressive tax policy here. You could still run your casino and rip off our grannies. You know, I'm not. There's a lot of ideas that people aren't acquainted with because you haven't used your mind in that respect. If everybody has access to low-cost health care, it doesn't mean you can't still go to the Mayo Clinic and spend $280,000 to remove a cyst, Alex Jones. You know, and we can get this done at half of what America's already spending. Like, that's the madness of this. I'm going to save you half as much as you're already spending, and everybody's going to have access to free health care. How do you like that? That's reality. That's real. You don't like it, though, because a smarter guy who understands numbers is going to succeed over your dumminess. But anyway, so we have 100% payouts, and then how are we going to cover the cost of running such casinos or slot machines? Well, we're going to also institute a 99.99999% banker tax on all their profits because they don't earn money here, right? That's the immediate solution while we work through, conclusive answers on how to develop the best monetary system money can afford, or our best intentions can afford. So just quick solutions to alleviate our suffering immediately is to institute 100% payouts, and there's different designs there. I'm not the only guy who has that kind of suggestion. There's different ways. Again, it would take 15, 20 minutes to talk it through. And then to cover expenses, you know, the immediate costs, you know. So we don't want to unsettle anything. We don't have to destroy a single thing here. That's important also. You know, if I win fairly, nothing gets destroyed. We just work our way through to fix things that are broken, such as our casinos and our slot machines. They're stealing 80%. The guy who invented the video lottery terminal, Mr. Volker in Las Vegas, he invented this idea, got the patent on it and everything. But he didn't understand how easily we would be susceptible to these criminals in our authority, in our stolen authority. Again, the reason they succeed so successfully is the newspapers receive cash bribes every day of the week. So they do these demon lies about, no, it's really good for you. While our entire, you know, downtown district in Winnipeg is completely wiped out, except for the government-subsidized businesses. And so we have our mayor, although I don't know the direct evidence on this just yet. But they got rid of all our big trash cans. I don't know if any other cities are suffering like this, but we have like these BFI garbage bins. You know, I guess they're about 5 foot square boxes to put your garbage in. Well, the mayor figures it's a good idea. Get rid of all those boxes and, replace. So in an apartment building, behind a small apartment building, you'd have one of these boxes, 5 square foot box that would be emptied, you know, once a week or whatever. And he replaces it with 2 garbage cans. That you can't fit, you can barely fit a 19-inch television into. 2 garbage cans for a block that probably has about 30 suites in it. He says that's a better idea. That's the madness. So we got all our the poorest communities, not only have our businesses been devastated through this regressive tax policy of criminality, it's against the law! But in addition to that, our neighborhoods are just covered in garbage because there's all these bigger things that people used to put in the garbage that no longer fit in these tiny little boxes. If you want an extra can that you can barely fit a 19-inch TV into, it's $150. And then it costs so much more to empty them, right? You got to empty these individual cans instead of these big bins that a truck would come in and pull up and dump in the space of probably 30, 45 seconds. Now they got to pick up individual cans. You got to pay like a staff of three to pick up, you got to keep paying the mayor's buddies all this extra cash now for garbage disposal. And this was supposed to be an improvement. It's crazy here. I'm sorry about my caller. We got another break, but we're going to get you on the other side, Andy. So please hang on. Anybody else want to call up? Feel free. Okay. Hang on, everybody. Other side.
Are you tormented with anxiety, depression, or other chronic symptoms of less than perfect health? In 2010, a few people got to participate in a groundbreaking discovery. Dr. Carolyn Dean, world-renowned authority on natural health, has recently patented a technology that is straight out of science fiction. And she invited me to try this product called RNA Drops. And within 12 hours of taking RNA Drops, I could feel an amazing sense of bliss. And since then, I've watched my troubles with depression and other health issues vanish into freedom and happiness again. Listen to hours of testimonials and get your trial bottle of RNA Drops at www.rnafreebottle.com. That's www.rnafreebottle.com. Pay only shipping and handling and get your free trial bottle today at rnafreebottle.com.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Yeah, welcome back, everybody. You're listening to Late Night with Johnny, and if you want to join in on the festivities, feel free. It's easy to do. Just dial 1-800-313-9443, and we're going to go immediately to Andy. How you doing, Andy?
Oh, doing good. How are you doing?
Not too bad.
I can't believe you're as informed as you are. I wish every citizen was as informed as you're informed. You're unbelievable.
Yeah, I don't know what to tell you. I don't know. I live with God, man. It's an amazing thing, but people are fearful of that kind of knowledge, I guess. I don't know whether, I have to work for every moment. I get nothing magical. There's nothing magical happening here. Although I know some really cool magic tricks, but it's all, it's just a commitment to try to do the better good for ourselves. There are times in my life where I get opportunities to become fabulously wealthy, but I turn them down because it's at the exploitation of people I know that are being cheated. So I just go on this path to try to do the right thing, stay true to myself, and this is where it's brought me thus far, to the glorious RBN.
Speaking of past history, though, I know you're unbelievable in present history, but in past history, with the attack on USS Liberty, the Jonathan Pollard fiasco, the LeBron affair.
Yeah, I know it's all.
And it goes all the way back, to the Versailles Treaty and the reason for, World War II. And it's all the same folks behind it.
Yeah.
And they're still behind it.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, we have the concepts where we can live in a civilized world, but they cheat us. You know, we're always being cheated.
That's right.
You know, we're told we live in a free, or Americans particularly, love freedom, or the soldiers are warring to defend liberty, and they're true patriots, as they're told on TV repeatedly, heroes, in fact. And they're conned for death to escape the bad guys almost in every instance.
That's right. Most people don't know that up to 18 soldiers, the average 18 soldiers a day, or veterans, not soldiers, are committing suicide. People don't know that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I talked a bit about that the other day. Yeah, it's a hard thing to deal with because people might say, well, I guess John's probably happy about that. That's actually the worst thing that could happen, because these are soldiers that are feeling guilty about how, instead of them, I would encourage them not to take direct responsibility for their criminality necessarily. Now, when you are raping toddlers and stuff, I would encourage that you would be held to account for those offenses, but you can still have your day in court. But otherwise, I mean, all you soldiers who are feeling guilty about this, that's right. Turn your life around, man. You can become God is always forgiving. It's just the nature of reality. And I talked briefly about that the other day. I just wish they'd turn the other direction. I wish we had all these soldiers, instead of sacrificing their purpose, turn their purpose to the better good and say, no, I am putting my life on the line, and I am going to defend God and country, and we are going to track down the 9/11 perps, and I'm not going to let them go for it as my life is dependent on this fight and this struggle. Instead of sacrificing themselves in suicide, put their lives on the line to defend God and country, and hopefully in kind God will do whatever God can possibly will, which isn't everything. I mean, God suffers also, but if you're fighting for a just cause, this universe will assist you as best as the universe can, and your life can turn around. You can bring about a better world. Still, never commit suicide. It's never the proper decision to make. Never. You want to? Yeah, I encourage you to know that I will not forsake you. If you decide as a soldier that you've done something bad, I want to forgive you myself. I want you to change your path and join the rest of us here, the true liberators who will commit ourselves to a better world by tracking down the real bad guys. And it's not impossible. Lots of people are orating the same way, particularly on 9/11. These guys are monsters to think that they would escape ourselves on this. I'm certainly not going to let go. And I'm hoping these soldiers will grab on to the principles that are enshrined so proudly and make total sense, that are enshrined within the Constitution, the Magna Carta, and like I say repeatedly, just simple common sense.
That's right. And that's what it is, John. It's guilt. That's why they're doing it. Because they know it's guilt, you know.
Yeah, and fear, you know, fear can be very imposing on a person's character. Like, you're in the middle of warfare. It's almost like a video game, too, like the three-dimensional first-person shooters. When you play those games, you realize you can't watch everything. Anybody can pick you off, like, especially when you play in these competitions. No matter how good of a warrior you are, or how fast you are with the trigger or the mouse, there's a good likelihood you're going to die, like, 40 times in this next 20 minutes. You know what I mean? Like, you know, so I can understand how they could easily become terrified, and then they acquiesce to the authority, like a Sattler, General Sattler, who just says, kill everybody. Don't even, it serves your interest in just killing all people. And it doesn't, actually. We're not, and in fact, it ends up sacrificing soldiers' lives. They think through fear that they're actually working to defend their fellow soldier, but in the consequence of the bigger picture, if, you know, and they can comprehend it, it's not that difficult, but you end up finding out that actually many of these soldiers died forsaken just for that simple rule, because in the case of the Iraq War, it's completely needless. You didn't have to attack Samarra. You attacked this city, but this is more to do with the Air Force. The Air Force bombs the city for no reason, then sends the soldiers in to placate hostilities. If you didn't bomb the city at all, like if American military didn't get involved in that in any shape, you wouldn't have died. Any of your brothers wouldn't have died either, you know. So, but I understand how they can become terrified. They watch their fellow soldier die beside themselves, and they're just firing in all directions. In fact, there is a video out there right now that people are criticizing, where a guy in Afghanistan is just randomly shooting anybody and all people. And he actually says, yeah, this is what patriots do. And he's terrified. But, you know, I just want them to know that Bush closed investigations immediately, and we got to get back on the task of tracking them down. And I've done most of the work for everybody, and I want to hear what other people have to say. And they're through public trials where they get a lawyer, but Dave Oselec has to be taken down by the long arm of the law. And that those that arm is the soldier's arm, is the Patriot's arm, too. And it's unsettling because we've been so trained by the TV in much more simplistic terms on who the bad guys are. And I guess, you, like you say, John, there's guilt in when they're awoken to their nightmare that actually they've been killing people who actually wanted to get justice meted against the 9/11 perps. And I guess that, that would instill a lot of guilt in these teenagers. They're 18, 20 years old, and they don't know nothing from nobody. They're like, I'm my son or your son or, you know, they're kids. So, yeah, like you say, there's guilt there. But I just hope that they, instead of committing suicide, will say, because if they're willing to die, then die for the right cause. War for the arrest of the actual perps. And all it takes is words. Instead of firing bullets, the power comes in the words that you speak. Like and there are soldiers out there that are talking on 9/11, justice for 9/11. But we need more of you guys. You know, more soldiers need to speak out. Against these madmen.
Smedley Butler said, you know, he said war is a racket.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, it's always been that way.
He was one of the most highly decorated people in the army.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and that there's and that history there is really ugly too, even under Reagan.
Yep.
Talked a few days ago where they were there's video available that I watched on the internet where they're running death squads in El Salvador, and they're just, they're just randomly slaughtering just only women and children and old men. And that's what now the new Obama partners are doing in Syria. They're beheading people that are just civilians who support democracy, and they're just killing them all, and they're thanking America for their new weapons. And they got, like, M16s or... I don't think they're M16s, but these brand new shiny machine guns in their hands, and they thank America, and they got these rocket launchers, Cobra missiles and something else and some other kind of weaponry that shoots down aircraft. Just, you know, and from what we heard in Libya, McCain, he went out there and secured something like 20,000 of these, rocketry, you know. Yeah, and this is, you know, these guys want to kill all people. They hate democracy, and they're here for Satan. And plus, they got massive brain damage. They can't even hold conversations, and they're being armed to the teeth. And you know, they're not that far away from America, but there's all these other people and all these other nations. And right.
and the drones will be flying here. The chickens are coming home. You know.
Yeah. Yeah, well, yeah, especially in relationship to the drugs too. Like the people go, yeah, well, so what? We're arming the Mexican drug cartels. Obama is with grenades. Well, the border is right there, you know, and they're giving them grenades.
Who's watching our borders? You know, we're all over the world. Who's watching our borders?
No, yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah, that's what I mean. You know, and then they were caught giving them these weapons, and they let the guy go. Who is directly responsible for killing police officers. So I'd hope that American police officers will start, it shouldn't take a bunch of American police officers to die before we start speaking on this. We should start speaking on it right now. Like John Batiste Kingsley, there needs to be an international APB as a warrant for his arrest. And we know why Holder doesn't want to do that. We know why Obama, the enemy traitor, doesn't want to do that, because he's hired by Obama. He's working for Obama's Fast and Furious operation. But that shouldn't stop us from nabbing this cop killer. And Obama doesn't...
And that was about taking up our guns. You know, that Fast and Furious was about blaming American people for the guns in Mexico and then start taking up the guns in America. You know, that's what that was about.
Lawlessness, anyway. Instituting lawlessness, arming those who have no concern about defending communities. They just want to push their dope. And, of course, yeah, the ramifications of that are just as you state, you know. And who makes money on this? You know, the neocon PNACers and somebody connected to these soldiers in Afghanistan also. So this is what I mean. We give them fair trials. But, you know, the military police has to be sent in there, and that's what the military police is for, is to arrest soldiers that express such criminal misconducts. And then when we track them down, we give them lawyers. You know, we don't shoot them on sight, as soldiers have been trained to go after bad guys. Instead, no, we do it the proper way, the civilized way, not the Guantanamo way, but where they get us an opportunity to defend themselves. And I'm hoping, and I know, in fact, this is how justice is meted, is we track it down. Who is actually running things over there? I know the DEA has been essentially threatened with death themselves. I've witnessed a video of the DEA going out to Afghanistan to try to see what they can do about this. And I've watched the video where the DEA...
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendovite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendovite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Yeah, welcome back, everybody. You're listening to Late Night with Johnny. You want to call us up? It's 800-313-9443. Yeah, so just quickly, the DEA, I've witnessed on video going out to Afghanistan to see what they could do about the situation and being told in no uncertain terms with a map on a table, meeting with the generals over there, they're being told, you're not going to touch this field, you're not going to involve yourself over here, you're not going to involve yourself over there because these are American heroin productions. So don't involve yourself in this. You know where you don't have any business to get your nose involved in. And it's involving billions and billions of dollars. So somebody is selling this heroin to pocket billions and billions of dollars. And to do this, they need to sacrifice American teenage soldiers. So that's where I think, and so the DEA can't really get this done themselves until they have the soldiers on their team. Not on the heroin pushers team, but on the DEA's team. And we can also talk about decriminalizing heroin, which might be a really good plan because then we can get rid of this entire organized criminality entirely, although there's some negative consequences. We can look at international examples in other nations and see how that transpires. But initially, to start off with, we got to arrest these guys who have made billions of dollars off of pushing dope onto our streets and sending kids to in America for life-term prison sentences. And so, I've witnessed that video. So like we're talking, John, you know, the soldiers are told initially they're there to do the better good. But those in charge who are making the decisions really have very little care for the further sacrifice of America if it means they can become fabulously wealthy off their sacrifices. And so it is, billions of dollars that's being laundered to through Wachovia, I believe it is, and some other institutions. And we could track it down. We could get it done. Are you still there, John? Or
yeah,
Andy? I'm sorry, Andy.
You know, it's the same way with Mina here in Arkansas when they were flying the drugs in here and flying the arms back to Nicaragua, you know?
Yeah.
Same deal.
Yeah, and I've witnessed a documentary where they interviewed the chief of police who's asked, what are you going to do about this? He said, nothing. Now, if I had been around at that time, you know, I'd be going, well, arrest the chief of police. He's complicit here, or he needs help minimally, but he's not competent enough, and he's not asking for help. He just said he's not going to do anything about it. Where they're pushing crack cocaine onto American streets to give guns to overthrow governments. Their final plan there was to implement a strategy called the Enterprise. They were planning to overthrow the United States then. That's what they were going to do. That's what their intention was. But that didn't make the news much there.
Yeah, and all that was Iran-Contra. You know, that's what that was. And Bill Clinton knew it. And he was governor then, and it wasn't long after that. He was elected president. No.
Yeah, and a lot of people died surrounding that issue. So I guess, although the police chief, when he's interviewed, doesn't show any fear in his face, but you know, you can understand that he potentially did have, and it's all got to do with leadership. You know, if the leader of the nation says you don't need any evidence, it ends up that the soldiers say this. Many of the soldiers who want excuses, some unfortunately join the military from street gangs, the Bloods and Crips, and we have documentations of where they just glee in killing people. They want the excuse that, as I've talked at the beginning of this show and the videos on YouTube, where they get to gun down people because they say they did 9/11. But when you have the leader, the president of the United States, who steals the election and says, we don't need any evidence, as a consequence, these soldiers use that as an excuse to gun down innocent folks. They say, I don't need no evidence. President doesn't need any evidence. And you can't arrest me for that. That's what the president says. So it's always about leadership for sure. And we can't get qualified candidates running because the TV won't grant us that privilege of science either. You know, it's not even only leadership. It's that they deny us the science of vaccinations. There's no science to support this. The science of antipsychotics and antidepressants. There's no science there but to know they will make us psychotic and they will make us depressed. Chemically induce unnatural chemistry of our minds. And in the process of trying to regain our balance, that's what the consequences are. You become psychotic. You become depressed. So there's no science to this quackery there either. Plus the mercury light bulbs, man. That's, I guess, top priority issue. If I win this election, we got to get some kind of international effort going to seize all these mercury light bulbs to make sure they don't contaminate our water systems. Because people, of course, are just going to throw them in the garbage dump, and they contain mercury. And this stuff is going to be everywhere, and it's going to be airborne. And we have a better invention already, a light bulb that gives us hydroponics heaven, but that's what they're stealing. That's what I contend is really going on here. They don't want us to be aware of this invention that was discovered just a few short years ago, where you just replace the filament with a sulfur-based metal, and it gives you almost a full spectrum, and it burns like a tenth of the amount of energy, and it gives you almost sunlight in your house, in your basement. Grow your own crops. That's what they don't want us to have. So they're outlawing the incandescent light bulb this December. January it is, I'm sorry. Or maybe it is in December. It's very soon where soldiers and FBI officers and Homeland Security are going to have their guns loaded with their hollow points going after any factories that still operate incandescent light bulb designs. They don't want you to have, because it's, you just use the standard incandescent light bulb design. You just change the filament. That's all it requires. And we'd all have hydroponics heaven. So instead of that, they've outlawed it. And Tom Hartman on his program, millions of people listen to him. And he says a lot of intelligent things. But in between his speaking, they have that commercial about how stupid and prehistoric incandescent light bulbs are. Get the new design. Get the new design. Where if you smash this light bulb in your child's presence, there's no doubt he's going to suffer horrific neurological brain damage. It's mercury vapor, man. We have to stop that. And that's a horror. A wicked, wicked horror that is transpiring right now. These congressmen couldn't care less for ourselves.
Right, and also, you know, the young, they have nowhere to go. They have no jobs. That's why the military can get them, you know.
Yeah.
Because they have nowhere to go.
Yeah, it's another thing with Clinton, getting rid of all the protections against slave labor. He got rid of all these laws that were on the books since almost the inception. Since the beginning, it's since 1776, in fact. You had these tariffs on trade. He got rid of all the protections and said, yeah, we're going to trade equally with slave labor.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to teravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Teravim, the best supplements on earth.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to Late Night with Johnny. Bernie Sanders, in fact, has brought this up. Since 2001, more than 60,000 factories have left America for greener pastures in nations like China, where you can pay as little as nothing if you get a deal with the government for their slave labor camps. But you can look to spend no more than 99 cents an hour for manufacturing there. So 60,000 more plus factories have left. And to hide the numbers, what the government, these demon rat Republicans have done is they've taken jobs at McDonald's and called that manufacturing because, hey, they're manufacturing hamburgers. So that's how they hide the numbers is they now include all burger flippers as manufacturers, but yet millions of well, good paying jobs have left America. And that's millions of jobs. That's like, you know, billions and billions of dollars shipped offshore. And that's just crazy. And that's actually reality. And like you say, Andy, you know, there's very little work to go about. Similarly, in the UK, they're experiencing the same circumstances. The Nigel character, I think the number was 25% employment numbers. And you know, it's even higher than that. So huge unemployment all over the place because China is so profitable to beat people to get back to work, apparently. It really is rewarding for those for those who capitalize on such opportunity. Are you still there, Andy? Andy's gone?
Yeah, Andy's gone. Sorry.
Okay. Yeah, so that's a reality. You know, Bernie Sanders brings this up, and now Alex Jones would say, yeah, he's a socialist. Don't listen to that. Socialists are the globalists, and they're all effeminate, too. All the bad guy. All the globalists are effeminate, according to Alex Jones. This is crazy. It's nuts. We need real leadership. So, you know, I've suggested that, you know, minimally should be, I hope people will support my rise to at least have a show, a daily 3-hour or maybe 5-hour. 3 hours would probably be good. A daily 3-hour show on CNN, broadcast internationally, so we can get to the bottom of the 9/11 matter, arrest all these bad guys, get back our 16 stolen trillion. On my CNN broadcast, I'd invite the Spire Law Group to bring forward all the evidence that they have in respect to their allegation of talking about $47 trillion, actually, Johnny, is what we're looking at here. But we know for sure we have them dead to rights on $16 trillion. Now, if you go to Campaign for Liberty right now and read Ron Paul's letter, he's going to tell you it's impartial. He's not going to mention anything about crimes in progress or that it's extortion, embezzlement. He might ask you questions, as he did in his congressional presentation, like, you know, why is this? Why is that? Why is this? Well, these are all massive crimes in progress. So we can't find a solution, an actual answer to these assaults through the libertarian philosophies or the Republican philosophies or the demon rat liberals, socialists, whatever. We have to deal with issue by issue by issue. So we look at trade. You know, all the tariffs have been removed that used to be there to defend the American workers' rights. Now, they've been removed by individuals in Congress that don't care for anybody's life here. All they wanted, they've made it legal to receive cash bribes. You know, it was only like maybe 4 years ago where you'd be looking at maybe a 20-year prison term or, you know, at least 12 years behind bars for accepting corporate bribes like this. But now they say, oh, no, it's perfectly above board. It's legal and legit. And, you know, so they just have no concern in serving your interests at all. If you're a senior citizen who's homeless and you're living in Washington and you want to talk to your local representative, you've got to get in line behind the guy from Monsanto with the multi-million-dollar cash bribes, openly prepare to just hand the cash out to further poison our lives, to you know, to not defend us in respect to you know, well, they're not. What are these congressmen doing? They're not doing anything to help us here. They're warring our worlds to steal the banking system of Syria, overthrowing a democracy officially with death squads. It's reported. It isn't so much as hit the American press, but it is in UK newspapers. You know, the Daily Star is talking about, quote, according to White House sources, British special forces are helping to train rebel assassination squads to target President Assad and his warlords. These are democratically elected individuals, right? And like I stated earlier, these are women included who can speak about developing a constitution as to what they were working on, essentially their Bill of Rights, their Fourth Amendment. What do we have to do as a civilized society to defend the rights of all parties equally in the nation of Syria, irrespective of what your religion is or the color of your skin? So the abominoid enemy that's financed by you American dying peoples, you're giving them weapons. This is what was in the news just prior to Syria's communications going down. This isn't exactly a new thing. As I said at the very beginning of the show, there is an article out that has, you know, you can read this article and then do subsequent investigations yourself using Google. Google's really a useful tool. But in June, I think it was in June, they were taught, the Arab League had made these public pronouncements that they insisted that the nation of Syria not be able to communicate to the outside world, regarding the reality, right? And so this is just after their fairly democratic elections, right? The Arab League was openly pushing, do not let the international world know about this, right? So we have to, I'm asking all nations of the Arab League, the people of those nations to stand up for Allah or Christ or Hillel too. All three of these religious institutions hold the same values in securing justice for ourselves means every team wins. That's Allah's will. That's Christ's will. to assist in the formal criminal arrest of their warlord leaders to face war crime trial death sentences. They are supporting the overthrow of a democratically elected leader, have no formal allegation of criminal wrongdoing besides their nonsensical Assad did this, Assad did that, without any evidence whatsoever to substantiate it. But for, like I say, we witnessed it on video. They're doing the crimes themselves. The LCC witch, she's like, she is the most satanic demon witch of all creation. I know of no woman ever in all of recorded history that's as demonic as this witch is. She gives you 100 videos a day approximately of them just slaughtering little kids, of women, just ungodly terror against innocent human beings. And she just says, Assad did it, Assad did it, Assad did it. And Hammurabi, the founder of civilization, his first law, the first law of civilization. You know, we didn't have any civilization prior to Hammurabi. This wise man comes around and says, listen, we're living in a state of anarchy. We can't get anything done. We can't get anything built because there's always a rapist around here. There's always a murderer. Like, there's no government. You know what I'm saying? They're living in a state of anarchy. He believes that there's some inherent quality in human consciousness that if we organized ourselves a little better to treat ourselves equitably, we could build cities and really accomplish something. So his first law is a person who makes a capital allegation against another individual who has no evidence to substantiate their falsehoods needs to be immediately put to death. And the law stood forever. It still stands, actually. And why does it stand? Because every party would adhere to that. It doesn't matter if you're a left wing or you're a right wing or you're gay or you're straight, you're black or you're white. It doesn't matter. Everybody, if you had the mind to think about it, you go, well, yeah, that actually makes sense. Because understand this demon whore of Satan at the LCC. If she isn't killing these little kids herself with her own bare hands while smiling, blood dripping from her fangs, she's most definitely, without contention, escaping those who are directly responsible for these affronts, for these first-degree mass murders. But now, you know, you're going, yeah, well, it's too complicated for me, Johnny. Now it's not complicated in any shape or form. You go look at go to Live Leaks. Go watch these videos. They're beheading people who support democracy. Plus, the other video is them thanking Obama or thanking America for their new weapons that they just received. They just got these weapons the day before or yesterday, I guess it is. And now the communications for Syria has been shut down. They don't want you to know that you as American, a sacrificing taxpayer, are arming these mercenaries to overthrow a fairly democratically elected leader. There are all kinds of motives. We have all these mercenaries that are hired by you, America. Their dedication is to being satanic, right? There are godless enemies of Allah, of Christ, of every living soul here. That's their motives. In fact, one of the reports at the SANA newspaper just several days ago that I briefly mentioned on one of my shows, it might have been at the first day this week, was the story I told you about the guy who is kidnapped by the Obamanoids, him and his wife and his child, right? The pro-Obama crowd in Syria kidnap his wife and child. And they say, look, if you want your wife and child to live, we want you to go on this bicycle and spy on the military for us. Now, we already have the BBC video where they do something similar, where they take this guy and say, go in this truck if you want to live, and we want you to drive over to this military base. Now, they didn't tell that guy, nor did the BBC reporter who films this entire offense that's on YouTube, to go drive to this military base. But they packed his truck filled with explosives, and they had a radio control on it. They were going to blow it up, and he was going to be blown to pieces. Now, the media would say it was a suicide bomber or whatever, but they wanted to murder that guy. The remote control didn't go off. This was the Free Syrian Army. The Free Syrian Army has also admitted to blowing up UN headquarters. And then days later, Obama got on the UN stage and said Assad must go to forces that would just as soon kill everybody in that room. But this guy on the front page of their newspaper just last week or so was saying that the pro-Obama Obamanoids, these enemies, had taken his wife and his child, his young girl, and said that they would kill him if he didn't do this. So he went out to do this with his on the bicycle, took some photographs of the military base, and came back. And then he was told that they hadn't killed his wife and daughter, but that they were going to, or that they had already been raped, and they were going to be raped by the crew, by the pro-Obama crowds, because under the pro-Obama regime, they can rape any woman or child that they will, because they support the overthrow of Assad. And the head of the Syrian National Council, in his official presentation to the world, where they have the no more than 30 individuals. This is the Syrian National Council. Hitler has already admitted that almost every single last one of them isn't even from Syria. Okay, this is Saudi Arabia, Qatar, the most despotic military dictatorships on this, Uzbekistan. The worst places on earth are the guys who want to overthrow Assad. Just wake up there. Those are your friends, Obama and Romney claim. Both of them on the presidential debates, okay? So this guy claims that this is what they've told him, that under the pro-Obama rules, they can commit the most heinous crimes imaginable because the Lord of creation says it's okay or whatever. They have this thing. They were saying this. That's also present in their other videos. But they've said that it's in Allah's interest that they can commit these kind of offenses. The guy, the new head of the Syrian National Council, when he's speaking officially to the world body, he almost kind of does say that in his presentation, where he says that these mercenaries that work for Obama and are paid by the American dying people salaries and weapons to rape kids and women, too, included, like this guy is alleged in their newspaper. If you hear what he says, he does sort of suggest that this is, in fact, his philosophy also about how you can't hold the guys that are pro-Obama to a rule of law because they're overthrowing the terrible dictator Assad. So you can't expect them to adhere to a civilized way that we do things here. So he kind of even suggested that in his presentation. So it's not far to believe that what this guy's story was on their front page was so. So in some likelihood, he couldn't get access back to his wife and child. And this is the story he was telling to the people of Syria, that they have this position that they can rape anybody's daughter. They can rape anybody's wife because Obama says it's okay. Plus, they got all the money and weapons from the American taxpayer. Now, it's hard for me to deal with this to approach the right way. I demand, I'm not quite, this is new ground for me too. Do I demand you to forward my podcast? Do I demand you to speak out for your rights here included because they are, this is your life, America. You are sacrificing your purpose of existence to overthrow a democratically elected leader with mercenaries that will behead you, right? Go watch them behead these Christian families. And then go watch the other video, like I said, of a guy, a separate video, same victims, and he's going, look at what a terrible Assad did, right? And I'm not the only guy who can see these things, or I'm not the only guy who has eyes to hear, eyes to see and ears to listen. You're human also. Stand up for the human race, our species. Because we're all being victimized by Obama, the escaping war criminal. I want a fair elections. Now, I want paper ballots. I want maybe Alex Jones wants to be my opposition. Somebody, I don't know, anybody, you know, anybody in the world can be fairly play a part in this electoral process. These commie pinkos have to go, and they have to be apprehended also for their treasons. We got to get back our 16 stolen trillion. I guess we're going another break. Hang on for the close of the show. Or no. I was hearing things. So, yeah, we're going to get back our 16 stolen trillion. So we have all these commie pinkos that have no interest in getting back that money for you, American dying peoples. Right? This is a serious war crime offense in the overthrow of Assad. We have to arrest everybody from the demon rat or the Republicans who support the escape of Obama and company for the attack against Libya. Right? He's not in violation. Gaddafi said he's willing to have democratic elections. Why didn't Hitler decide to run in opposition? She didn't want to because she would lose, right? Obama would lose in a free to speak forum, right? And that's what I said about this sham called the presidential debates. They're conning you on this Obamacare plan. It's 30% off the top. It's pure fascist, wicked evilness. It's not public health care. He wants to kill soldiers continuously and not apprehend the 9/11 bad guys. That's paramount when you're talking about Johnny's concerns here. It's paramount to deal with the banking crisis in securing our stolen losses and putting a moratorium on all further foreclosures so we understand the nature of credit. These trillionaires, they have to be apprehended. Trillionaires, they've made off with trillions of dollars. That's America's trillions of dollars. As we recoup our stolen losses, tax revenues will go down until you're not paying any more taxes. We'll have plenty of cash to cover expenses. Easy as pie. Almost easy as pie. And wouldn't I look better in the White House than Obama, the war criminal enemy? I don't want to kill anybody. I'm in fact against capital punishment, but in warfare, you know, these things are different. But, you know, we can talk about capital punishment if you want. I want to legalize marijuana or decriminalize, legalize marijuana, decriminalize all the more harder substances, which means it has to be controlled. But and for not-for-profit, I'm not arguing, oh, the government will make money off of it. No, no, it's no-profit enterprise. It's going to be determined as a sickness, being addicted to heroin and crack cocaine, because that's, in fact, what it is. It's it destroys our systems. And that's what I will advance, that people understand that this is a sickness. But we don't want these Mexican drug cartels to further kill innocent police officers to sell this substance to increase crimes also. You're addicted to heroin. You can't afford the $50 for your next hit. So what do you got to do? You got to go and commit criminal offenses against other innocent others. So if we decriminalize it, sure, people will still suffer, but far fewer will, including the addicts who will offer help to. We'll go, look, if you keep smoking this free crack, practically free crack cocaine, you're going to die. Or similarly with the heroin. And in other culture, we'll look at it. I'm not saying that's my decision. I'm saying these are the public debates that I would bring as the fairly democratically elected leader of these United States still standing, united in victory forever. Yeah, you know, as time permits. So this Obama enemy has to come down from his rooftop of ungodly wickedness. This hellhole, I should say.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from airfusionsystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at airfusionsystems.com, spelled A-I-R-F-U-S-I-O-N, systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981, 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from airfusionsystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay, all the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley, an area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species, all gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Yeah, welcome back, everybody. Yeah, you've been listening to Late Night with Johnny, and I know this kind of discussion is very, maybe somewhat foreign to yourself, particularly if you're one of my new listeners here. I could beg you to, you know, track down some of my previous shows and understand this stuff isn't really all that complicated. Nazi Israeli broke a truce. You know, the one guy they kill in Hamas is the one guy who secured safety for Jews everywhere. He ensured that no Jewish lives would be threatened. But the Nazi Israeli, the enemy of Jews everywhere, couldn't have that. So they murder the one guy who, in addition to him securing a truce, he had also had released the Gilead Shalit guy. You know, this guy was pro-Jew everywhere. And so Netanyahu couldn't have any of that. He needs to sacrifice Jewish, innocent Jewish lives for his further criminal gains. You know, they're stealing people's homes on a routine basis. They say, don't be anti-Jewish. Well, are you insisting the Jews are inherently criminals? Because they're not. I'm the greatest Jew that's ever lived. Why is that? Because I treat people fairly. I try to treat people fairly. So you could be the greatest Jew that's ever lived also. Or the greatest Christian, the greatest Muslim. And that indivisible nature is where you can find God present in treating another fairly, as they all are about, you know, the golden rule. And this is where true freedom is found also with the atheist, to understand this much, not blinded or blindly, but to actually understand. We need to formulate our accusations, particularly on capital crimes, with the evidence to ascertain how somebody's rights have been stolen, right? Bush, archetypically, as a representative of what is truly the demon antichrist, has stolen this from the soul of every American. And we see it expressed in the soldier who says, yeah, I don't need any evidence. Well, you're minimally escaping the 9/11 perps, therefore. So that's another prime reason why you have no choice but to support my rise to popular acclaim. I would be just as pleased to see you say these same principles yourself. And maybe I won't even need to be elected. We'll just all understand this together, united, without even having to the formality of paper ballots. Nobody wants to be victimized here. Nobody wants to be robbed by these banksters, of which Obama has insisted will not be captured. With Holder, who has said he can't see anything illegally transpiring. And yet we have William Black, who has assisted the FBI in the past in apprehending more than 1,000 banksters, recouping stolen billions untold, being on CNBC several weeks ago, telling us where is this, you quote, the FBI, unquote, who says there's nothing illegally transpiring in respect to Goldman Sachs. And he's correct on that, as you would be, too, if you tracked down the evidence trail. They were selling fraudulent securities. They knew what they were doing was criminal fraud. And there was formal criminal indictments attempted against them that the SEC has stolen from ourselves. And then they bailed them out with your sacrifice, America, that is our crime still in progress. Got to get all that money back. This is the principle that any true American patriot soldier would hold themselves, irrespective of what kind of, you know, black or white, like I say, left or right, gay or straight, what have you. You know, we got to stop having ourselves divided so easily by those who claim all the left think this or all the right think that. Those who think in those kind of realms are idiots. You know, you're not a true conservative. Well, a true conservative can be anything, depending on the individual, actually. So I want to get back to the Fourth Amendment, defending the rights of the individual. You're free to be whatever you want to be. Be all you can be, in fact, is what I claim. That doesn't mean that means you have to be gay or whatever. You just accept people for whoever they are. If another individual is not infringing on anybody else's rights, why would that offend you? Why can't they just express themselves whatever way they please? This is what God wills. And there are a lot of people that talk about scriptures, as it was told today, Romans 11, for example. And no, you're not interpreting that correctly. God's will is just. And we could maybe talk about that next show. It'll probably totally blow your mind when you hear my interpretation of it that isn't incorrect. The fluidity of language, of thoughts, have a sort of uncertainty to them, but we understand what we're saying when we talk on such simple terms. We understand through inflection.